Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Are we going to go back to the well and do it again?
I think that it's time to fight.
Oh, because now you're standing up for it?
Well, I never didn't stand up for it.
You kind of didn't stand
up. I said, no, this is not my number one favorite Taylor Swift album that she's ever put out. But the slander on the internet?
But so, I feel very cutting edge. We kind of started the slander. I don't hate the album. Like,
no, it's a great album. Have you ever bopped to the chorus of The Fate of Ophelia?
I don't bop to it. I don't get it. I don't think it's as poppy as you think it is.
Oh, man.
I get, now that I've seen people dancing to the songs.
Yes.
I see how the tempo's there. But if you're just listening in your darkened room that you already had set up for tortured poets or whatever.
It's not tortured poets.
I understand that, but it could be.
No. Like,
but it's not as up-tempo. I thought it was going to be Shake It Off, kind of. And Hat's going to get mad at me because from a DJ, Shake It Off, from your perspective, Shake It Off is not that fast.
Yeah, it's like 80 beats per minute.
That but it feels like...
As a non-DJ, what does that mean?
Like, what's an up-tempo song? 120? 120
yeah,
is
that's
like
more
a
like
cooking.
How, that's house, like, oomps,
oomps, yes,
oomps, okay. Like four to the floor.
None of these songs are 120.
BPM is a tricky thing because a lot of people go play something faster, and you're like, well, some of your favorite songs that you think are fast are actually slower. Some of these, like 120 something, are actually slower because it's tricky.
Okay,
so I'm like, yeah.
But have you given it? I know you haven't given it a lot of.
Speaking of DJing, Friday night, I had not added the album to my playlist.
Okay.
Thinking, okay, I'll add it on the fly if people come up and request. Like, I'll be ready. I'll be able to add it. No one requested.
No one came up and said, what about Taylor? What about?
No one. Which I was genuinely surprised by that. I don't think that's ever happened.
On a new album?
Yeah.
I feel like it was so new Friday night.
But I mean, for her, that's people love to be like, you got the new one? It just came out. Do you have it? Normally you have to tell them, no, people don't know this yet. Taylor's a different artist. It's like you could play a brand new Taylor.
Well, you didn't play, as a DJ, you didn't touch anything from the COVID albums. You never played Cardigan.
No.
There's no way
you played. You probably didn't play Tortured Poets, although I Can Do It With a Broken Heart really gets going.
There was a Lavender Haze.
That's Midnights.
Midnights, okay. Yeah. There was like a remix of that I did here and there.
Well, I'll tell you. I was at the bowling alley on... I sound like such a loser. I was at
Between the cold.
Think that's why I'm sick? I was at a bowling alley.
What kind of bowling alley did you go to?
I went to the bowling alley in Inglewood. It's called Moe's. You actually get barbecue and you bowl. So let's just say I was eating wings and putting my hand in a bowling ball.
Okay. And you tried to say that I got you sick?
It's all hitting now. I get it.
Oh my God.
But they were playing the whole album and I felt like a psycho because it was very loud in there and I would be like, hey, it's the new Taylor. Like, I could just hear it over
all
the noise.
In a bowling alley they were?
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Yeah, well, it was a great... They would play all the upbeat songs, Slacker.
Okay. Oh, that's not... Okay.
Actually, I spent some time in Target this weekend. I don't know what exactly their deal was with Taylor, but they were playing like every other song was a new Taylor Swift song.
Did they play Wood in Target? There's no way they played Wood in Target.
There is a kid-friendly version. It's not like Open My Thighs. It's Opened My Skies.
Shut up. That's the Kidz Bop version?
Well, it's the clean version.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know if they played it. To be honest, it was kind of like, oh, I think that's the new. Anyways.
Yeah, so like you just skip right over it.
Yeah.
Can we just, I know, I swore to God I wasn't going to do this, but I'm just going to say, Swifties, cool it. Because the whole Wood thing, were you guys thinking it talks about the size of his junk based on how long the song is and what track number it is?
I want to make something clear.
You're not this crazy?
I had not seen this lore. You both came in with it.
Yeah.
It's out there because it's track 9. I'm not going to say what, but come on, track 9.
Right.
And it's 230, and 230 millimeters happens to correlate to a 9 in the non-metric system. But I'm like, I know Taylor's all about Easter eggs, but I thought she was leaving them out of her personal life, remember?
Right.
So
my favorite thing is that Travis shared a photo, or someone found a photo of him and his mother going to the movie this weekend.
Ew.
Which means his mother sat through 2 minutes and 33 seconds of
9.
Yeah.
Mm. Which I did think about that because it was in News or Nope, I think, how Donna Kelsey was like pushing for them to have kids and stuff already. And it's like, oh, leave her alone. That's none of your business. But then you're telling the whole world about her son's junk.
Right.
Maybe it's now her business.
Can I just say this? The other thing, then, like, pregame, when he's out there warming up, they just keep focusing. Like, for real.
Well, the game's tonight.
Well, then they were showing something. That, like, there's memes.
Isn't he tonight? Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Is he? I'm just saying, they're like, good on Taylor, and they're showing him, like, walking out on the field, and I'm like,
good
whoa.
On Taylor. This is what I want to say.
All right.
This is what I want to say. You're both not Swifties. Okay, I'm sorry.
You accepted me into the group.
I accepted you. Taylor writes songs in metaphorically with three different kind of pens. The quill pen, which would be the tortured poets.
Yeah, it's a glitter pen.
The fountain pen, which is, I think, like Midnight's. And then a glitter gel pen. And this is a glitter gel pen record.
It's not very, it's not 100, it's not as glitter gel pen as you think it is all I'm saying.
But the lyrics are so serious.
Ophelia, there's thought in, it's like a little too much. There's some cerebral in there. Like, the glitter was running out.
Huh? Okay, my other thing is, the hot take on the internet is that if you don't like this album, you aren't in love and you don't know how to have fun. Mic drop. Case closed.
Checks out.
Yeah.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.